ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian-funded refugee program in Papua New Guinea will be forensically investigated following allegations a woman arrested over an alleged $15 million drug smuggling attempt had links to companies in the program. On Sunday, the ABC revealed Chinese PNG woman Mei Lin had been arrested and charged in Brisbane for her alleged role in last year's black flight plot that saw more than 70 kilograms of methamphetamine flown from PNG to central Queensland. The ABC also revealed Ms. Lin has links to the companies that reportedly received funding from the PNG Humanitarian Program. This is a program that looks after former detainees of Australia's Immigration Detention Centre on Manus Island, who now live in Port Moresby. Now, PNG's Deputy Prime Minister and Immigration Minister, John Rosso, has brought in consultancy firm KPMG to conduct a forensic investigation of the program. So, to get more on this and to join us and discuss the development is our PNG correspondent, Tim Swanston, one of the journalists that actually broke the story. With that, I say good morning, Tim.
Morning, Aggie.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Tim. Could you just at least remind us first about the alleged drug importation plot itself?
Yeah, look, it was a very story from March last year, and what it involved was an alleged attempt to smuggle about 7.5 kilograms of methamphetamine into Australia from PNG in March last year. So more than a dozen people have already been arrested in connection with that alleged plot. Effectively, as far as we understand, it allegedly involved bags of methamphetamine being loaded onto a light plane in Bulolo in PNG that was then flown into central Queensland. So that plane was effectively tracked and then intercepted by Australian Federal Police after it landed at Monto in central Queensland, so about 200 kilometres northwest of Brisbane. Now, Miss Lin, almost a year after those initial arrests were made, she has now been charged with one count of importing a commercial quantity of methamphetamine and one count of dealing with the proceeds of crime. So Miss Lin is understood to be a PNG Chinese woman who also has Australian residency. She's been charged. She's been denied bail in court last week, and she'll reappear in March.
Tim, what's interesting enough is why has Mr. Rosso, though, ordered the forensic investigation of the refugee program now?
Well, exactly. That is a very important question. I mean, there was already going to be a government audit of the refugee program. Now, as you possibly remember, there were questions about the use of funds as part of that program that basically dated back to the middle to the end of last year. The PNG government and the Deputy Prime Minister, so at that time around October, announced an internal audit would certainly be carried out of the refugee program. But now these allegations are really quite explosive, and ultimately now we've seen that the Deputy Prime Minister has engaged KPMG to conduct a forensic investigation. So Miss Lin is a prominent business identity in Papua New Guinea. She's listed as director and shareholder of many successful companies here in PNG. Some of her companies have been involved in nightclubs and real estate in Lae, as well as in Port Moresby here. And sources within PNG's Immigration Department have claimed that Miss Lin is or has been associated business interests or companies that received payments out of that PNG humanitarian program, which of course was substantially funded by the Australian government back in 2022 when it signed a confidential bilateral agreement for PNG to take over the management of the remaining refugees. So it appears that those allegations have, of course, sent shockwaves through government. Now we've seen that the Deputy Prime Minister has ordered for this investigation to be carried out by KPMG. He told the Post Courier yesterday that he's currently having an investigation into immigration, especially the refugee funding from Australia. So the PHP, the Papua New Guinea humanitarian program, is being looked at by an investigation team.
I mean, she seems well connected with all those networks and relationships that you spoke of, Tim. What has the reaction been to her arrest?
Absolutely. And look, it's very important, of course, to remember that she has only been charged at this stage. But her arrest has been discussed within PNG government WhatsApp circles. partially because of the links that she purportedly has as well to former politicians even. One of the companies that's engaged under that Papua New Guinea humanitarian program is a company called Chatswood PNG Limited. Now, that's the family investment company of former PNG Deputy Prime Minister Moses Maladina. Now, he's confirmed to the ABC that Ms. Ng was employed for 2 months some time ago, he says, in the property division of his business. And according to records from the Investment Promotion Authority, Mr. Maladina also appears as a director of a company called ABC Enterprise Limited, which was formerly known as PNG Humanitarian Program Limited. Now, Ms. Lin is currently listed as that company's sole shareholder and as a director until March 2023. Now, we raised those questions with Mr. Maladina. He told us that he assisted in the initial establishment of the entity, but he said he had no involvement whatsoever of the subsequent creation of ABC Enterprise Limited. He also said he had no knowledge of its business functions, and if the company was used for the purposes of the PNG humanitarian program, then he could only assume that it was done with the full knowledge of the Immigration and Citizenship Authority, as well as Australia's Department of Home Affairs. So he said the IPA system will show that he wasn't involved in the establishment of this ABC enterprise, and he says he has no knowledge of its existence, despite the fact that his name may appear as a director. We definitely know that the arrest is being discussed within government circles. There has been quite a significant reaction in the country, and hence sort of the impetus to launch said investigation into the program itself.
Yeah, and I'm wondering then, what has Australia's Home Affairs Department had to say?
Yeah, look, not a lot at this stage. I mean, as with the initial stories to do with the use of funds last year, basically a Home Affairs spokesperson says that Home Affairs hasn't had any role in service delivery in PNG since 2021. So a spokesperson said that Home Affairs wasn't aware of or involved in PNG's contracting arrangements associated with PNG independent management of the remaining cohort. The spokesperson said that Australia sort of exited those regional processing arrangements in December 2021 when signed that agreement that I was speaking about before. It hasn't really bought into this issue because it says that as far as effectively it's concerned, it handed over that responsibility in 2021.
Right. Look, thank you for all that insight into what's been happening lately. And I know you have been dealing directly with, you know, the riots and the looting that happened there in recent weeks. I understand, though, and there's some new updates in relation to the state of emergency imposed in PNG. What are they?
Yeah, well, so that was, put in place some 2 weeks ago or so now. So that was a fortnight state of emergency that was put in place here in Port Moresby after that very dramatic and unrest that we saw here, as well as in other provincial towns too. Now, that state of emergency, we're still waiting to hear whether or not that's going to come to an end. It was described as effectively a soft state of emergency by the Prime Minister because there wasn't any curfew or anything that was attached to it. Effectively, it limited sort of the movement of large gatherings, and there was a few other limitations here and there. But there has been certainly a much more expanded police and defence presence here in Port Moresby in the last 2 weeks as well. That sort of featured roadblocks and a whole range of other things as well. So we're expecting to get an update later this afternoon from the Acting Commissioner of Police, as well as the Acting Commander of the Defence Forces, about presumably how that state of emergency has gone, and then also, more vitally as well, whether or not that state of emergency will need to be extended as well. So we're expecting that important update this afternoon, but if it hasn't been extended, well, then there's the end of the state of emergency. After all those just horrible events that occurred about a fortnight ago.